which you see that Ezekiel received his prophecies in a scroll. And but there was one important consideration. In chapter 3, he says in verse 26-27, when that anointing came upon his life, he says, I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be mute and not be a reprover to them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, he who hears, let him hear. He who refuses, let him refuse. For they are a rebellious house. One of the strangest manifestations was that after the anointing of the mantle of his office of a prophet came upon his life, Ezekiel, for 6 years, during the time of his prophecy before Jerusalem fell, 6 years altogether, could not speak except when the Lord wanted him, which was very few. Can you imagine an anointing come upon your life, and then you go back to your wife and say, how are you? Don't you think that to the world you'll really look funny? This is how extreme Ezekiel was. Could not talk. And he had a wife. He had a wife too. But when the anointing came upon his life, couldn't talk. You heard of slaying under the power. Wait till you hear of the tongue being slain. The tongue cling to the mouth. No, cannot. You couldn't talk. You could think but couldn't talk. That's how great the power of God manifests in Ezekiel's life. And for 6 years, he literally didn't talk. It was a sign to the Israelites. How did he prophesy? He prophesied through signs. In the first 24 chapters, there are 10 signs. In the other chapters, there's only one. Again with his mouth. There are 10 signs. Inaudible communication to the people, what will happen to Jerusalem. It's a very powerful ministry that came through signs. I have come across very few people that move into that realm. Usually most of the people who move into that realm, excuse me for saying it, are prophets. I'm glad, not a prophet. Prophets. That is why, body of Christ, don't stone prophets too fast. They are called to peculiar walks. Pastors are called to be gentlemen. Prophets are called to be peculiar. And some of these prophets that God called, as you see the ministry begin from the first major section, but the second in our outline, in chapter 4 to chapter 24. One of the first signs, all these are signs, I just point to a few, right? We won't be able to cover all. To see the type of ministry he carried, very strange and peculiar, but very, very personal. So that when you yield to that extent, you could not separate between personal and God's. In fact, 100% becomes God. Even his wife belongs to God. That's how great the demand was in his consecration to God. So in chapter 4, the Lord told him in verse 1 and 2, take a clay tablet, lay it before you and portray on it a city, Jerusalem. And then in verse 4, lie also on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days. Verse 5, I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. Then after that, you shall turn the other side on the right side in verse 6, and you shall lay on your right side for 40 days. During this time, in verse 9, you shall take wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, vegetarian diet. Put them into one vessel, make bread of them. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days you shall eat it. You shall also, in verse 11, drink water by measure, 1/6 of a hin from time to time you shall drink, and you shall eat it as barley cakes. And verse 12, you shall bake it with human dung, human waste. When he heard this, in verse 14, he nearly pingsan. Even the prophet complained. Verse 14, see, the prophet said, "Ah, Lord God," he says, "Ah, Lord God." See, in verse 14, the "ah" is there. If Ezekiel were Asian, Singaporean or Malaysian, Ezekiel would say in verse 14, "Ayo, Lord God." It won't be "Ah, Lord God." "Indeed, I have never defiled myself from my youth. I've never eaten what died of itself or was torn by beasts. And you want me to cook it over human dung?" Verse 15, the Lord said, "Alright, I'll give you cow dung instead." Very generous of him. God of compassion, he gave cow dung instead. Ezekiel could not argue. But can you imagine that kind of anointing that has to come on, and he couldn't speak? He has to go right in the among the captives in Babylon and make a clay that looks like a city in front of them. And they all were looking, "Hey, what is this fellow doing? Now he's playing masak masak." "Ezekiel, what are you doing?" Couldn't talk. Then he lies down on one side for nearly 1 year. 390 days is over 1 year. Lying down on one side all the time. When he finished, he lies on the other side. So that is why we need to understand. You see, we need to understand the ministry of a prophet. Which is why I can tolerate certain peculiarities among prophets. See, people who are called into the office, I'm not talking about just ministry or prophecy. The office of a prophet sometimes has signs that they flow in. Which is why I have met, at least in my lifetime, two ladies, and both of them were from India. And they have peculiar habits. And both of them wear similarly. They only wear white color and always wear a veil. And then one of them, she may have come to this part, I do not know, when she prophesied, she always, her handshake. Of course, we know somebody else who does. My friend Vernon Falls. But hers was more shaking. Vernon is up to the wrist here. Hers is up to the elbow here. Some of you may shake up to the arm here. Right. And the upcoming prophet, you know, who the one who I had counseled, who started moving the prophecy, saw a lot of visions all the time, and he's half the body shake when he prophesied. So I think, God, you're doing new things. But let's pay attention to this fact that prophets have a very peculiar call that the entire body of Christ need to accept that peculiarity. We need to accept it. As long as it doesn't violate the word, doesn't violate the character of love, and it doesn't destroy, but it builds and edifies. Is it? Do you mean that New Testament prophets are like that? Yes. Think about Agabus, the prophet. In the book of Acts 21, doesn't even talk. Comes straight into the house, doesn't greet anybody straight away. How would you like if you go to a church meeting and it's the first time you step into the church and the prophet saw you, walk straight to you, unbuckle your belt and pull your belt out? Acts 21, Agabus the prophet did that. Paul had a girdle. The prophet just took it. Before Paul could say, hey, he took it and he tied his own hands. Then he prophesied. But there's an amazing thing that you may need to notice here. There's a word here in Acts 21, the Greek word that you need to consider in Acts 21. Just cross-reference a New Testament prophet. In verse 10 and 11, as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, thus says the Holy Spirit. He started prophesying. Now his other prophecy was recorded in Acts 11, where we need to take note in verse 27-28. And in those days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine. The word showed in the Old King James is signified. In the Greek, it means to act out. But in Acts 11, we are not told how he acted it out. But in Acts chapter 21, we are told how he acted out the prophecy. So there is a realm in prophecy where a prophet acts out the prophecy. But because we are not taught or trained in that realm, many people don't realize there is that realm to move into. Which is why some of you, when you got a prophetic message or you have a word from the Lord, you felt a leading to do something as well as prophesy. For some of you, perhaps when you're prophesying, you felt like you certain actions want to do. Just like we all, when we talk, we do our hands move. Have you ever seen people talking over the phone? Watch and see. Even though that guy cannot see them, yet they're doing all the actions over the phone. The person over there cannot hear, cannot see them, yet when they talk, as if the other person is watching it. It comes naturally. And yet, that is natural. When we come to the realm of the Spirit and we want to yield to the Holy Spirit, we all control. Prophecy must be like this. Thus says the Lord. Etc. And we are not yielding to the Spirit. In case the Holy Spirit, as we prophesy, wants us to lift our hands up, Or when he says, you know, come unto me, and your hands on the wave, you resist him, so end up like that. Perhaps that's one reason why people are shaking so much. But I believe that is one of the answers.